Benjamin Norton Bugby, Sacramento Champagne King, written and spoken by Kevin Canals. Chapter 4, Path to Sheriffalty. Politics and political parties played an important part in Bugby's life and identity. He was active in politics from the 1850s through the early 1900s. He had very definite views on how government should operate and the nature of the Constitution. His political positions would evolve over time as he became disgusted with party politics and witnessed some of the deficiencies of government. After Bugby settled in California, he identified himself as more of a Northern Democrat. Since California had been admitted to the Union as a free state, the issue of slavery or black suffrage was rarely broached in local political party meetings. A central tenet of Bugby's political philosophy revolved around individual rights, settlers' rights, and the Jeffersonian concept that a strong nation and economy began with the people who worked the land should also own the land. He subscribed to the companion philosophy that concentration of wealth and control in the hands of powerful corporations undermined the health of society. One of Bugby's first official involvements in politics was as a delegate to the Democratic County Nominating Convention in 1853. But his participation in party politics dwindled while he was trying to earn a living farming outside of Sacramento. Once Bugby had established himself in Folsom and was elected the constable of Granite Township, he had the opportunity to become active again in politics. He was not averse to voicing his opinion when he thought the system or the process was unfair. As a delegate from Granite Township in the 1857 County Democratic Nominating Convention, it was noted that many of the nominees were from the city of Sacramento. Bugby rose and objected to the fact that so many of the nominees were from the city. Because Granite Township had 9 delegates, they were entitled to some nominations. He expressed the sentiment of many of the rural delegates that if the convention did not give any nominees to the rural communities, they cannot expect the support of the rural voters. Bugby was promptly shut down with a loud cry of, "You are out of order!" With the nation beginning to fracture over the question of slavery and the impending presidential election cycle, the Sacramento County Democrats appended their name to the Douglas Democrats. Bugby was a delegate to the Douglas County Convention in September 1860, held in Sacramento. The Douglas Democrat wing of the Democratic Party supported Stephen Douglas for president over Abraham Lincoln and opposed the re-election of fellow Democrat William Gwin to the United States Senate. It was during this period that Bugby started to form political alliances, although they would later be shattered with Civil War politics. He publicly supported P.J. Hopper as a candidate for assembly over E.D. Hoskins, both of whom he knew. Peter J. Hopper was a local Folsom attorney who notarized several of Bugby's land transactions, as recorded in the Sacramento County Book of Deeds. Hopper would also become the publisher of the Folsom Telegraph newspaper. Nomination for Sheriff. With the onset of the Civil War in April of 1861, the Douglas Democrats renamed themselves the Union Democrats. This was to show solidarity for the cause of holding the Union together. The Civil War also scrambled some of the old allegiances and put more emphasis on candidates that supported the Union and not the rebellious Confederacy. The Union Democrats passed 2 resolutions at their June 1861 convention in Sacramento to make it clear they were for the Union. 1. At this time, when the country is resisting, with all its might, a war of invasion and distraction, indifference is impossible to the patriot, and neutrality is cowardice, if not premeditated disloyalty. 2. The people of California in the past have been most anxious for peace throughout the land, and will hail with joy an honorable adjustment in the future. At the same time, they are both, above all things, for the Union, the country, and the flag, against all assailants, no matter who they are, whence they come, or with what power armed. The resolutions were an attempt to dispel any sympathies for, or connections with, the Democrats of the Southern United States who had seceded from the Union. It was also at the 1861 County Convention that Bugby's nomination for County Sheriff started to gain steam. Most of his support was in the eastern part of Sacramento County, where Folsom and Granite Township were located. Six men were nominated to be candidates for sheriff: John Rooney of Brighton, John Madden, James Lansing, Sylvester Marshall, John Hunt of Sacramento, and Bugby of Folsom. Each candidate came to the front of the convention, paid his $5 assessment to cover the cost of the convention, and made a short speech. Bugby's speech, as those of most nominees, spoke more to party politics than to requirements of the office they were seeking. "Mr. President and gentlemen of the convention, I appear before you as one of several candidates for the office of sheriff of this county. If, in making your selection, you should favor me with your choice, I should work for and endeavor to secure the election of the whole ticket, and whether nominated or not, I pledge you my word of honor to support the ticket and work for the nominees of this convention. I believe I have never been behind in working for the Democratic ticket, and I never voted for any other ticket." There were 122 delegates at the convention, including proxies, and the votes were evenly split between the six men. After 24 rounds of balloting, the convention adjourned for the evening to resume consideration of the sheriff candidate the next day. When the convention resumed the next day, there were another 26 rounds of balloting with no winner. The necessary number of votes to nominate was 61. Bugby was consistently garnering 30 and 34 votes per ballot, the most of any of the candidates. Rooney, who had only garnered 17 votes on the 51st ballot, decided to pull out of the contest. After the 53rd ballot, the president of the convention, Mr. Kolfroth, stated that they should stop balloting. Peter Hopper objected, citing that the Republicans would take advantage of their disorganization and inability to nominate a candidate for sheriff. The balloting continued, and on the 57th vote of the convention, Bugby had received 53 votes. It was apparent that Bugby was going to win, so before the 58th ballot, one of the delegates, McManus, suggested they nominate Bugby by acclamation. The motion was put to a vote and carried unanimously. At the age of 33, Benjamin Norton Bugby was nominated to be the Union Democrat county candidate for Sacramento County Sheriff. The Sacramento Daily Union noted the contentious battle for the sheriff candidacy and that nominees Lansing and Marshall were instrumental in moving votes towards Bugby. The newspaper wasn't overly enthusiastic about Bugby's candidacy. Bugby has been a constable for several years in Folsom and is represented by those who know him well to be a man of firmness, a good officer, and a popular man. He has been somewhat noted for several years past for his large bills of cost against the county. We do not think that he is the strongest man that could have been nominated, though stronger than some whose names were before the convention. There was little time to revel in the victory of being nominated as the Union Democratic candidate for sheriff, as the human cost of the Civil War descended upon California. It was reported that George Bugby, Benjamin's younger brother and a member of the 1st Connecticut Regiment, was killed while stationed in Vienna, Virginia. Bugby would receive word that his brother had not been killed, but had suffered a near-fatal injury from being shot. Surgery recovered multiple pieces of bone fragment and resulted in George Bugby losing the use of one arm. Settlers Association. In addition to the two major political parties, California also had an active Settlers Committee that acted as a political party at times. The Settlers Committee was a derivative of the Settlers Association formed in the summer of 1850 in opposition to land speculators in Sacramento. Specifically, the Settlers Association objected to Sacramento land being sold to speculators when John Sutter's original land grant from the Mexican government was in dispute. As the city of Sacramento was forming, numerous settlers began squatting on property within the newly laid out city. Some of the property lots on which they squatted had been sold by early speculators led by Samuel Brannan. It was the settlers' contention that the land, by virtue of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo between the U.S. and the Mexican government, was now owned by the U.S. Furthermore, under the Preemption Act of 1841, settlers or squatters could lay claim to the land before the land was offered to the general public. In 1849, one gentleman who tested this supposition was newly arrived immigrant Z. M. Chapman. He started building a house on property near Sacramento City proper with the intention of claiming 160 acres through the preemption process. Pierre B. Cornwall visited Chapman on behalf of the landowner Priest, Lee, and Company, telling Chapman to stop building the house and to vacate the property. A trial ensued that inflamed the passions of both land speculators and settlers. The immigrants who were camping in Sacramento organized the Sacramento City Settlers Association. The land speculators and the settlers continued to argue over land ownership. The Sacramento Common Council passed a city ordinance forbidding anyone to erect a tent, shanty, or house on land to which they did not hold title. John F. Madden did just that at the corner of 2nd and N Streets. He was arrested and subsequently represented by attorney J. H. McCune, who was representing the Settlers Association in litigation. After losing at trial, McCune appealed the Madden decision. Because California was not yet a state and Congress had failed to set up any territorial government, the judge felt there was no court to which he could refer an appeal. In June of 1850, the speculators, aided by the Law and Order Association, began demolishing cabins, shacks, and homes built on properties to which they were confident they held legal title. James McClatchy, who had traveled over land and sea with Bugbee and would later become the editor of the Sacramento Bee, was a vocal proponent for the Settlers Association. In the heat of the 1850 summer, and the battle for land control, McClatchy proclaimed that although he was a law-abiding citizen, if these speculators were ready to fight, so was he. By early August, the settlers felt they had been pushed into a corner. The local government and courts, controlled by the land speculators, were having success at pushing them off the land to which they felt they had a right. One of the Settlers Association leaders, Charles Robinson, began working with another settler to organize a militia. Tensions rose when Mayor Hardin Bigelow rode out to Madden's cabin to encourage him to vacate the lot. The Settlers Association was out in force, and both sides backed down. The next day, James McClatchy and another member of the Settlers Association were arrested for interfering with the sheriff in his duties to remove Madden from his cabin. McClatchy was jailed in the prison brig at the foot of I Street, along with McCune. Robinson and militia organizer John Maloney began marching their settlers' militia through the city. Mayor Bigelow, following the militia on horseback, was joined by Sheriff McKinney. At 4th and J Street, Maloney inexplicably ordered the militia to open fire on the mayor and sheriff. Bigelow and Robinson were wounded. Maloney was shot dead. Sheriff McKinney was not shot during the showdown, but was later shot and killed in Brighton while on a mission to round up more squatters. The Settlers Association was essentially crushed, but not its members' spirits. Many of the men involved in the Settlers Association continued on the Settlers Committee, endorsing candidates for elected office they felt represented their perspective on land rights. The Settlers Committee was not supportive of miners in a broad sense. They felt mining interests were no different than men and companies that speculated in land. In the eyes of the Settlers Committee, those who cultivated the land and made improvements were the people who imbued California and the nation with its greatness. In August of 1861, the Settlers Committee of Sacramento gave their endorsement to Bugbee for sheriff. Possibly not known to them at the time was that Bugbee had been a supporter of Pierre Cornwall, who attempted to evict a settler from land in 1850. Although Bugbee had been a farmer out at Salisbury Station, his first occupation was as miner, and he had purchased lots in Folsom to continue mining. All of Bugby's past history would seem to make him a less than ideal sheriff candidate from the settlers' point of view. However, three of the settlers' committee members were James Lansing, John Madden, and John Rooney. Madden had been involved with the original Settlers Association. All three men had been nominated for sheriff with Bugby at the earlier Union Democratic County Convention. Most likely, the stronger bonds of the Union Democrat Party, along with the fact that Bugby was an original 49er, helped overcome any objections other members may have had about Bugby's views about land rights in California. At this point, Bugby had not expressed any deeply held views about land ownership. His support and actions suggest he favored an orderly process for distributing land rights over major philosophical concepts about agrarianism. His success since moving to Folsom was rooted in the foundation of land speculators dividing up land and selling it to the highest bidder, regardless of who was mining or squatting on the land at the time. Even though Folsom was a smaller version of Sacramento in terms of land being subdivided and sold, in which Bugby was participating, rural residents in the county counted Bugby as one of them. It didn't hurt that Bugby had a track record of law and order from his time as constable of Granite Township. Bugby's support in the eastern part of the county, along with a settlers' committee endorsement, helped push him to victory. The final election results were Bugby 2,186, Schwartz 1,109, and Watson 430. Newly elected Sheriff Bugby got down to work, appointing W.M. Hogue as undersheriff and B.B. Redding, G.C. Haswell, James Lansing, Edward Christie, and S.W. Griffith as deputies.